Well, look, I've motions down for a meeting tomorrow for Crashbury and Milford, where I had motions down before on it, and was an application in there for the young from the local Teddy Towns group for a boardwalk along the shore, and the council engineer put an objection to it, saying that the crash barrier wasn't fit for purpose. And there's a huge need of a crash barrier at that spot, because the road has built up over the years up to the level with the crash barrier, and there's a huge drop on the other side of it. Now, that's just one example. The one you raised there now as well, that I intend to take up too, and I have done before as well, is out in Knockalla, in the back of Knockalla, overlooking the fort. And it's above what's known locally as the Potchin Caves, and with the way things have gone with COVID, there was a huge amount of people about there this year. And there's a lay-by there, and I asked that they put a crash barrier up there as well, or an interim to put rocks around it. There's plenty of rocks up around Knockalla that can be put around this lay-by. But on the beginning of August there, a car went over the top of that and dropped over 100 foot down below. And luckily it stopped at 100 foot, because there's a huge drop further on down. If it had went further, maybe it might have been a lot worse scenario than what we're talking about today. But luckily enough, the occupant of the car was able to get out of the car. And that's just a couple of examples of what is very badly needed in this Milford area, and I'm quite sure a lot of other likely areas and Donegal as well, but the one that I'm focused on is the Milford area, and I'm asking that the council will make an application to the department immediately to try and get funding for crash barriers in this area.
Surely that crash at Knockalla last month would some way go towards as evidence that a crash barrier is needed there?
Well, I think that the council does agree themselves that it's needed. It's a fact of time to get funding for it, and that seems to be the problem, is to get funding specifically for crash barriers, and it's very, very small amount of funding that does come to county for crash barriers. And I'm hoping with this motion and give different examples of around the area, that hopefully the department will see fit to allocate some extra funding for it.